China's government, having recovered from one major corruption scandal, is facing another. Last year, massive corruption involving hundreds of party and government officials in the southern port city of Xiamen was exposed. That case resulted in several executions. The Xiamen case, like most of the official corruption cases in China, was a fairly straightforward abuse of power to make money. This new case in the northeastern city of Shenyang is far worse. It involves links between the Communist Party and organized crime. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The first accounts of the notorious gangster Liu Yong have appeared in official media in recent weeks. He's currently awaiting trial on charges of murder and extortion. 3 years ago, the city of Shenyang was being praised as a model city for efforts at reforming its loss-making Maoist factories. Now, it's emerged it was not a model city at all. In the grip of Liu Yong, Shenyang was in fact a hotbed not only of official corruption, but of mob terror unknown in China for 50 years. Shenyang's Wuai Market is the biggest in northeast China. 3 acres of everything from fresh meat to children's toys to women's clothes. Traders stand around stamping their feet, partly to combat temperatures in single digits, partly from boredom. Business has fallen off in recent months, and the arrest of gangster Liu Yong hasn't done anything to help attract outside investment. Liu Yong, yes, I've heard of him, says a vendor cautiously, but more he won't say. I don't know anything about what he did, says the man, only half covering a knowing smile. Other stallholders are equally reticent. The reason is that until his arrest, Liu Yong was perhaps the most influential gangster China has seen since the heyday of the Shanghai gangs of the 1940s. Almost as surprising as the details of the case is the fact that the official Chinese press have reported it at all. The official Xinhua news agency has published reports saying that throughout the 1990s, Liu Yong and his henchmen killed or injured, sometimes with extraordinary brutality, at least 42 people. Anyone who frustrated his business plans or challenged his power. According to Xinhua, a fortune teller once told Liu that his complexion was uneven and his health poor, and Liu ordered his thugs to disembowel the old man. He also paid huge bribes to officials and police. But what makes this case significant is that Liu Yong was not just a gangster. He was part of the local government, an official of the Communist Party, and a member of the local People's Congress. As so often in China, if you want to know what's going on, it's the taxi drivers you have to talk to. Shenyang is no exception. Xiao Wang is a grumpy 36-year-old who's driven an old Volkswagen taxi for 4 years now. His sharp tongue belies his hangdog expression, and once he gets driving, he's only too happy to talk about the relationship between the party and the mob.
Liu Yong made a lot of money, and he used the money to win influence. Then he even bought a position in the government. You couldn't compete with him. If you wanted your property or your business, you had to give it to him. If you cross him, you or your family could be attacked and even killed.
Xiao Wang says the party did nothing to stop Liu Yong because the gangster bribed all the top officials and police officers. He was only caught because he became too brazen and attracted the attention of graft busters in Beijing. Several weeks ago, Shenyang residents were shocked by the sudden resignation of the city's popular reformist mayor, supposedly for ill health. Xiao Wang says he and all his friends now believe that the mayor, well-liked for trying to help the city economically, was in fact implicated in protecting gangster Liu Yong. Xiao sighs wearily and says it's impossible to be a clean official in China. There just aren't any, he says. His pessimism about mob activity involving party officials is widespread in China. But despite the airing in the official media, Chinese analysts still won't discuss the subject with foreign reporters. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong is, however, unafraid to offer an opinion. He says the situation in Shenyang illustrates an urgent need for political reform.
This is certainly a systemic problem. And I think no Chinese in China realistically believe that corruption can be brought under control without major political reforms. Most educated people understand that in order to tackle corruption, you must have political reforms at the top to make the officials, to make the cadres more accountable to the people. You need to have much stronger checks and balances mechanisms, and this certainly includes much more freedom for the media to report corrupt cases.
The Chinese government has long maintained that the problems with mafia involvement in the government of the former Soviet Union is proof that democratizing is a dangerous thing. But the case of Shenyang seems to show that not democratizing can be equally as dangerous. Rob Gifford, NPR News in Shenyang, northern China.